Hi, my name is Mansi and I am obsessed with unearthing every little secret about parenting, babies, business and wellness that will help you navigate through all the questions you always wanted to ask but didn't know who to. I'm a simple woman from the maximum city who quit her high-paying marketing job to start India's most trusted discovery platform for parents after a six-month backpacking trip with her two-year-old daughter with just ₹10,000. I now run a seven-figure online business with kidstoppress.com and connect with over 10 million parents a month. I share our favorites every single day on the website and on our social media so you can have the best moments with your children and leave the discovering to us. Think of this as your play date with a fellow mom over wine or coffee who loves her kids but also needs her happy ass without them. Shy away from the real talk? No ways. Whether it's money, business, failure, baby, sex, or frustrations of not keeping it all together, we've got you covered. So now grab your tea, sit cozy, and stay tuned for another stellar episode of Keep It Real Podcast by KidStopRest.com. Hey guys, this live is with Anupama Vriksham, and I don't know if you guys have been following Anupama, but she is a fabulous, fabulous woman of impact, and of course, she's doing some incredible work. And the reason why we decided to go live with her is, of course, because she is a woman of impact, and she's covering so much. She's covering pre-pregnancy, post-pregnancy, breastfeeding. She's creating such an impact with so many moms out there, and I thought it would be an incredible way to kind of connect with her at this point in time, especially because I don't know if you guys know this, but in India a large part of the babies are born between October to March. So this is baby boom time. I know we're going to have a lot of 2020 babies as well, so I thought that would be an incredible time to kind of connect, speak and chat with somebody like Anupama. Hey Anupama, so nice to see you.
Hi.
You are doing an incredible job. People are so Yes, and we've already been bombarded with a whole bunch of questions.
Oh my God, okay, I'm ready.
As moms, we're always ready. I love how we're always multitasking, which is amazing. So out of all the different things that you do, which one do you feel needs a strong voice and things that you're finding it hard to communicate to people, but
breastfeeding.
Yeah. And tell me, Anupama, why do you think people are more reluctant to breastfeed these days?
Not like more reluctant to breastfeed. It's more that breastfeeding information is lack of breastfeeding information. And the only source of breastfeeding information they have is from the family. Most of the time, family and friends. Okay. That's when things go haywire, because a lot of times, okay, their confidence, okay, goes down with the information the family says. So the baby's crying and they'll be like, oh my God, the baby's crying, you don't have milk. And as a new mother, when your own mother says that to you, because this is the person who you've been looking at and for all your advices all these years. So when your own mother tells you, you don't have milk, you give in.
Yeah, absolutely. I must admit that, you know, when I attended my prenatal class, there was a lactation expert who told me a very beautiful line, and I've kind of written that down from a personal experience at Kids Stop Breast. I feel breastfeeding is a mind game, right? Because you have to win it here to win it everywhere else, which says that no matter how rich or poor, black or white, thin or fat, tall or short, rich or poor, every mother can feed. Your breasts are never too small to feed or are never too big. Every mother can feed. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, 100%. Okay, very rarely there are medical cases. Okay, but that's like 0.00%. Okay, but most of, if you look at the wider line, okay, in most of the time, it's because of misinformation and not proper guidance that women have gone into alternate feeding and made to believe that they were not able to. See, if you look at a lot of women, okay, why they have chosen to go to alternate. See, every mother wants the best for the baby, okay? No one wants to see the baby starve. So when they are brought to a point that your baby is starving, he or she is not getting your milk, and I think any mother will want to do the best for the child, and she goes on to alternate feeding. So if at that time there was someone to say, no, you're doing awesome, everything is okay, actually this is how it is, you don't have to get worried about it, I think she would have taken a different path.
Right. Also a lot of
a lot of people today feel that when you're talking so openly about propagating breastfeeding and they haven't been a breastfeeding mom for whatever personal reasons that they may have had, and they take great offense. And you know, people have become very cautious in how they communicate now. Even if it's World Breastfeeding Week, you know, we're very cautious of how we communicate this because we're always offending people. What's your take on that?
That is true. Okay, see, feeding is a personal choice. But what I would say is informed decisions matter. See, you know everything. There's a difference, okay? You know everything and still you want to give formula? Absolutely, I'm by you. But if you are pushed to give formula, okay, or without with misinformation, you went on to give formula, that's a different story. So it's two different things here, yeah? Because a lot of mothers, okay, one of my, like, from the beginning, I did not want to feed. Yes, I know these are the benefits. I know this, but still I want to formula feed. Yes, of course, it's your baby. You are the mother. You are the best choice. But I was forced to formula feed by so-and-so. People made me think I do not have enough milk. People made me feel I was starving the baby, okay? So I think that's a big sector, okay, who have gone into formula feeding because of these reasons. And those are the mothers we want to help. Yeah.
Right. And what do you think improves breast milk supply?
Demand and supply. Okay. So what happens is the more, okay, see, this is what I follow all these months of breastfeeding. Okay. The simple mantra is put your baby to your breast often. Okay, but the thing is that a lot of times mothers breastfeed, but they still feel that thing. So you have to check the latch. If the baby is latching on well and he is able to remove substantial amount of breast milk from your breast, then you don't even have to worry about the supply, because the more the baby takes out, the more it's made. It's like this Akshaya Patram, no? The more it's taken out, only then it's made. If it's not taken out, it's not made. It's just a simple mantra, okay? But there are so many things talking about eat this, eat that, do this, do that. I just think you have to believe in your body, trust your body that if I was able to nurture this baby inside my womb, I would be able to nurture the baby very well outside. And let me trust my body and let me trust the nature, let me trust my baby. And I think that's the mantra. If you do that, I think that's completely, things are going to go okay. Then, okay, when you have those jits, okay. So even this morning, I had my own this thing. Get in touch with a lactation expert.
Makeover by Shru is asked on breastfeeding and how long we can keep the milk in room temperature. So again, we've done a whole detailed post on this, on one, how to pump. Anu, I must tell you that, you know, when I started, my elder one was about to, when she was just born, and I had to literally go back to work in the next 15 days because, you know, this was the 2008, the Lehman crash, and I had to retain my job. So I literally went back to work in 15 days. And guys, I cannot tell you the stash that I had created over pumping after the first 45 days, pumping and storing pump. I actually bought a small refrigerator to just store that stash of breast milk because it was my savior in many ways to retain while I pursued a full-time job. And, you know, my mother-in-law had to, you know, I had to like educate her in the whole process of first out method, right? Like it has gone in first. I got those breast milk bags, labeled them all, you know, told her how to thaw breast milk. And, you know, even at those point in times, like while my mother-in-law was very cooperative, I do believe that a lot of women will face resistance. That's, you know, the mother-in-laws will say that, acha bhi itna kya mehnat karna, you know, just give formula milk or whatever. But you have to hold your fort that time and say that, no, this is what I want to do. And you have to get your family to kind of support you in your vision to breastfeeding. I don't think you can do it alone. Do you kind of agree to that?
Yeah. So even in my own case, okay, what happened was like, and you have to have a win-win, okay? It's not like everything. See, at the end of the day, when I take my classes, okay, those 3 hours, it's my mother-in-law and my husband who's taking care of the baby. So we had to like come. There were some things that I gave in. There were some things that they gave in. I was like, whatever happens, only breast milk. And they were like, okay. Yeah. But what happened was like, I wanted to cup feed, because I personally don't like bottle feeding, but it was impossible for them to use the cup. They were spilling milk. It was not happening and they were not confident. So So right. they want.
And
to
oh my God, the trauma of losing pumped breast milk is too much.
Don't ask me. Yeah. You just
oh, I don't think filled. that's. Yeah, I think that it just pain. Like even if little bit was left, I was like, oh my God, please don't waste it.
Yeah, you know what? The one which stays back in the pump, no, the flange. Yeah. I'll be like that one yeah. drop. I'll be like, okay, the one drop.
I thought I was the only crazy mom who did that, but I'm that you mentioned that. No, all of us.
We do that, yeah.
But guys, you can store that breast milk, and Anu, correct me if I'm wrong, but you can store that at room temperature for about 3 to 4 hours and in the refrigerator for us. Yeah,
refrigerator, okay. You can actually store it for much longer, even 3 to 4
no,
days.
No, in the normal refrigerator, I've stored it for up to 24 hours. And in the freezer, of course, for 6 months, right?
Yeah, in the what I do is I store it in the refrigerator for 3 days and all. In the first track, in the end, where it does not, So
literally, I remember doing this. Each time I would pump, I would literally put that right at the back of the freezer and then slowly bring the others forward. And it's such a meticulous task, right? But we all go through that because...
I compared to... You were a full-time working mother, no? So I take classes like only on weekends and that's the only time when this... For that itself, I'm feeling like, oh my God, pumping is a big thing. And I'm just like... All those mothers who've been pumping and pumping. My God, you'll all look
and the hack the hack there is to always, and I've got this question a lot of time from people. Guys, always make sure that you pump first and then feed your baby. Because like Anu said, it's on demand, right? And when you pump first, when your breasts are full, it's much easier for the milk and it pains a little less. While it now the pumps are super advanced. But if you're pumping like me, which is every couple of hours, because I was actually working, so I'd carry the pump to work as well. Mm-hmm. But the idea is to always pump first and feed the baby later. Because when the baby feeds on empty breast, you don't feel a thing. It's so seamless. It's painless, right? Yeah. So it made complete sense. And then when I was to even feed in office, and I had this insulated bag and I carry all the breast bags back with me or the cups or whatever, it just made it a lot easier. So a quick hack there is just make sure that you pump first.
Yeah, and early morning pumping works a lot.
Absolutely.
That's when you get,
because you've had that 5 hour gap, 5 or 6 hour gap. So it's just like a breeze. Like you'll fill a couple of, 3-4 bottles of 7 ounces each so easily. So that's brilliant.
Early morning is the best. Okay. So that I pump only once a day, early morning. Okay. And I'm done with it. So the rest of the day, I'm like, okay. So that's enough because I don't like work full time. No? I just need it only for the weekends or like Friday, Saturday, Sunday and 3 feeds each day. So it is like mornings and I'm done. Yeah. I think early morning really is great for people who are thinking about storing and all that. I think early morning works best.
Early mornings really, really help.
As always, if you love this episode, don't feel shy from sharing your favorite moments and key takeaways from this episode with a screenshot and tag us on Instagram. It's @Mansi.Zaveri and @KidStopPress.